Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Anyone who viewed the 400-meter semifinals in the Olympics of 1992 will never forget it. Derek Redmond, a British runner, tore a hamstring and then collapsed on the track. Immediately, it was all over for him. The thought of a medal was dashed into 1,000 broken pieces. His hopes, his dreams, his years of training had all been betrayed by the weakness of his body. For a few seconds he lay there, then slowly got to his feet and started dragging himself toward the finish. Why bother? He had no chance. Every step was painful, very painful. His father, thinking that his son was trying to get off the track, came down out of the stands, ran over to where he was, put his arm around his son. But Derek wasn't about to quit the race, even though he knew he could not win. Instead, with his dad supporting him, he slowly began walking, half-crawling, limping toward the finish line. The crowd, sensing what was happening, began to cheer and to applaud. I still can't watch that video clip without my eyes filling with tears. Okay, so I see my son and Derek. But I also see a loving God who comes from the grandstand of heaven and puts his arms around me to support me in my weakness and help me on towards the finish line. Why doesn't God just prevent the hamstrings of life? Wrong question. Better ask, why does he love me so much to support me in my pain and problem? In Hebrews 12, there is a phrase that is loaded with meaning. The writer says, endure hardship as discipline. That word endure is interesting to say the least. It means stand your ground, hold out, endure in trouble, affliction, or persecution. It means don't quit when you're down and you know you can't win the gold. Nothing could better illustrate that truth than the noble example of Derek Redmond. God is treating you as son, says the word. Those difficulties, say Scripture, produce godliness and peace. Of course, no one who would choose to go through tough times can see it at the time, but tough times produce tough people. Therefore, concludes that passage, strengthen your feeble arms and weak knees. Make level paths for your feet, so that the lame may not be disabled, but rather healed. What does the crippled or handicapped have to do with it? Plenty. Friend, how you respond to difficulty can either cause people to stumble or to gain strength and put their lives together again. There are many people who are crippled emotionally and spiritually. They are the ones the book of Hebrews is speaking of, and God is saying, make straight paths for your feet, or don't yield to the temptation of quitting. Keep moving. Go straight ahead, because then those who may be weaker than you won't stumble over your example. A closing thought. When someone falls and is in trouble, scores of voices are raised. Isn't it terrible, people scream, anxious to get on a phone and pass on the bit of news that they heard from a neighbor. They are not the ones who really are hurting. The one who really gets hurt is the person who watches from a distance, who never says a word, but reasons, if he or she can't make it, neither can I. Then with quiet resignation, they give up and go the opposite direction. This is the weak brother, the one who stumbles over your example and finally becomes spiritually disabled. Okay, you admire Derek Redmond, who didn't quit. Then finish the race, friend. You'll be glad you did. When you are felled by something in life, get back up and start making tracks toward the finish. You'll also discover the strong arms of your Heavenly Father. They'll be there to support you and keep you from being a stumbling block to someone else. And if you would like the entire series of programs released on Guidelines this month, go to our website and listen to what you've heard again. Think about it. Go to www.guidelines.org.